Hello, and welcome to the CredoCast. I'm John Doherty, the founder and CEO of digital marketing marketplace Credo, where I connect you with the best digital marketing agencies and consultants available online. I started Credo at the beginning of 2013 because I saw a need. Large companies with big budgets have an easy time finding a great agency, but I saw that small businesses had an incredibly hard time. There are many misleading messages about what it takes to grow your business online these days, and small businesses have been hurt by bad agencies before. I've even seen it happen to my own friends. This podcast series digs into the beginning stories of Credo pros and other select entrepreneurs in the digital marketing space. Whether you're just starting a business or you've been in business for years, these stories are meant to encourage, energize, and inspire you to take the next step in your career, whatever that is. So sit back, listen, and enjoy the conversation. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the CredoCast. Today's episode is with Jeremy Smith, who is the founder of Simple Tiger and a few other businesses, which we may talk about a little bit. Based in Florida, Simple Tiger is a digital marketing agency that he runs with his brother, Sean. And Jeremy and Sean have been great partners to Credo over the last little while as we've been getting going with the platform. And so today I wanted to chat with Jeremy and have all of you learn a little bit more about him and about Simple Tiger and the different things that he went through as he learned how to run a business, how he got his first clients, all that sort of thing. So Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Happy to be here, John.
How are things going today?
Awesome. Yeah, just excited to be talking to you, man. So much more comfortable with this medium than I am blogging. That's a little guilty admission there.
Awesome. I love to hear it. Yeah, podcasting is a pretty cool medium that I'm excited to tell some of these stories of people like yourself that have started businesses and especially digital marketing agencies and kind of how you got going and the different things that you've learned along the way. So shall we jump right on into it?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Great. So why don't you give all of us the founding story of Simple Tiger? How did it start? Was it originally named Simple Tiger? All of those sorts of things, those juicy details.
Yeah, absolutely. So this was, it was way back about 2005, right before 2006. Back then I was building websites, designing websites, hustling to try to get clients, and I think I had like two clients. I mean, I was doing what I could at that time to just try to break into the field. My second client, it was funny, it was this little small mom and pop shop in Atlanta where I was born and raised. And it was a client of my mother's who was an accountant for them. She does accounting. And so they saw some of my artwork and stuff and liked how I designed sites. So I built a site for them. And they were really happy with it, but they immediately asked me right after I got it built and launched. They were like, okay, we want it to show up in Google. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. And so I Googled it and studied it. And
ironically enough,
and started teaching myself a little bit about SEO. I discovered this whole kind of underground world that I'd never heard of called SEO. And so I got into it and I started teaching myself. And I told my client, I was like, look, about this, I'll manage a website. If you guys don't mind, you know, getting it into Google is not just like one quick little thing, like I hit a button and now you're in. It takes a lot of work for it to really work out. So how about you just let me do it? You guys pay me a monthly fee to manage the website and everything, and I'll kind of learn how, but I mean, I'm going to put all my effort into it. And I was very blessed that they were cool with that. That was kind of my first official SEO client. And over the course of 6 months, man, I mean, I get obsessed with stuff. Like, I really get involved in whatever I'm interested in. And so I got obsessed with SEO as far as this one client's website was concerned. I wanted to see how it worked. So I pulled out all the stops, did everything I knew how to do, got them to rank well, and just immediately blew up their business. I mean, they got a ton of business. And they sold, like, dirt bikes and mopeds and stuff like that. So they were selling lots of units, and my mom's their accountant, so I got to see the tangible value of the work I did for them. And after I had that taste of Kool-Aid, I was done. So I put SEO on my resume, and I quickly got offered a job at an agency in Atlanta called 360i. They turned out to be one of the top 15 agencies in the world at the time. I didn't know that when I went on to work with them. So I came in with this small mom and pop knowledge and got to work with this just cutting edge, record breaking agency. and really learn how the big dogs play. And I mean, NBC, MTV, E-Trade, those were some of my clients. And so it was very fun, learned a lot about that. But that was a huge company. You were just a little tiny cog in a giant machine. And I was all about being an entrepreneur and starting my own thing. I wasn't too married to the cubicle lifestyle at the time, so I wanted to start my own agency. I wanted to have a remote work environment. I wanted results-only work environment. So I kind of rocked the boat a little too hard, and you know, it came to a mutual head where it was like, look, you don't really want to be here long-term. We want people who are happy to just sit here and grind on these campaigns. And I was like, all right. So I left there and went to work with a smaller agency that was looking to start an SEO kind of department. And I basically brought them the know-how. They were offering SEO, but they didn't know how to do it. And so I helped their clients out, sold a bunch of campaigns, trained up some people in SEO, and then kind of went through the same thing again. I was like, look, I just really want my own thing. Like, I really want to create my own agency. It was a really interesting story. They went through a little bit of management issues internally and had some financial trouble, and turned out SEO was like lower on their list of priorities of services to keep around. And so they got rid of me. So it was the second time I'd been fired from an agency, kind of a humbling experience. That was the moment that I realized, okay, this is official. I have to do my own thing. I have to start my own company. And so that was probably 2008 when that happened. That's when I really decided to start Simple Tiger full time and just dive deep into it. Probably actually late 2008, early 2009. And, I remember waking up that first Monday and sitting down at my computer saying, all right, let's keep doing the same thing we've always done, but for my own business now, it's kind of weird. So the rest is kind of history from there.
Wow. That's quite a story there. So you actually got your first quote unquote SEO client by building them a website and then basically saying, it sounds like you didn't sell yourself as, yeah, sure, I can get you ranking. You said, I will do the stuff that you're paying me to do, and I will do this extra because A, you need it, and B, it sounds interesting and I would like to learn it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd always been very honest and open with what I knew and what I didn't know. But I've always
part of what I love about you guys.
I appreciate that. But I've always been an avid learner too. So it was like, look, I don't know how to do this right now, but listen to me. I can figure it out faster than anybody you could go out and hire. I mean, I can really get you the results. I promise. Like, if they're there, let's try it. You know, and I'm a major risk taker. So that's part of, I think, being an entrepreneur. Like I said that I don't know how to do this, but not only can I learn it, but I'll show results with it. And it worked. And so that has not always been the case. That's one of those divine providence kind of miracle moments in my life that really God was watching out for me on that one for sure. But it worked out. And I'm so happy I went that route because it's actually been my calling. So.
Gotcha. That's amazing to hear. So I'm interested to hear more about this. I didn't actually know until just now that you got fired, and that was why you started doing Simple Tiger. Our stories are actually very similar there with why I'm now doing my own thing. So when that went down, was there even a thought in your mind that you were going to go back and get another job, or did you just say, nope, I'm gonna give this a go?
So the very first time when I got let go at 360i was, I was in a sea of faces. I mean, it was 350, 400 employees at the time. We had a Japanese office, an LA office, Chicago. I mean, we were everywhere, New York. Wow. It was crazy.
And you're in Atlanta, is that correct?
Yeah, I was in Atlanta, and I was in an office with about 100 people where the company originally started. Okay. And so I got to see the founder very frequently and a lot of the original people. And it was awesome, man. They originally started as an SEO company many years ago. And then they worked their way into paid media and social and things like that and just exploded. I mean, they rode the tech boom all the way up from 2001. So it was incredible working with them. We had Google coming in all the time, teaching us about stuff that would be coming out in the next year or two and analytics and AdWords and stuff. So it was really fun. I got to learn a lot, but I just, you know, I'd go in and I would sit down at my computer, put in my headphones, and I would work 8 hours, and I'd take out my headphones, and I'd go get in my car, and I'd drive home. And I'm like, why the hell did I just go sit in an office? You know?
And I've done this from home.
Yeah, it frustrated me. And there were many times throughout the day where I would have a long list of stuff that I was supposed to do completed, and I'd just sit there clicking around on Facebook, and I'd go ask my boss, I'm like, hey, is it cool if I roll? I mean, I'm kind of done. And he's like, that's not how this works. I'm like, why not? You know, it just bothered me. I just kind of had problems with that style. It didn't fit for me. So I think, you know, I started studying a lot about results only work environment and what it meant for HR and some really deep kind of cutting edge stuff on that subject. And how a lot of companies, Best Buy Corporate was moving into that at the time, Yahoo was moving into that at the time, and so I was, you know, kind of taking that to my HR department. I was like, hey guys, look, this is some really interesting data. I'd like for you guys to look at it. You know, not only did productivity and profitability improve, but like employee retention and satisfaction improved. I mean, you're lowering costs. This is directly an HR concern, you know, like this is something you guys should look at. And they looked at me and they were like, yeah, that's just a little too nirvana for us. That's not really our thing. And I'm like, that's a bummer, man. Like, it really frustrated me, and I think I frustrated them because they saw that I was discontent. And I said, I think that's kind of where it started, that differentiation between us started. Now, nothing against that model. I can't say that's a terrible model. It's obviously a fantastic model, one of the top agencies in the world, but it just didn't fit with what I wanted. So that's why I created my own thing.
Gotcha. That totally makes sense, and I think will resonate with a lot of people out there. I know it resonates with myself, so that's awesome to hear. So you got laid off, and then that first Monday you sat down at your computer and you're like, all right, let's do what I've always done. Mm-hmm. How long was it until you got your first client, and how did you get them?
Yeah, no, this is a great question. This is really funny and exciting, actually. So the second agency that I went to work with, they were a lot smaller, and they were really cool, really nice guys. I knew everyone that worked there and kind of created good relationships with them. And I helped them open a second office, which I think was a little too premature. Well, when I left that agency, they let me know in like an emergency situation, like, holy cow, we mismanaged a lot of things. We have to let several people go and you're one of them. I'm sorry. And I was like, oh gosh. And so I had already had a plan, a cruise planned with a girlfriend of mine at the time. And I was like, look, I'm going to go on this cruise and I'm going to deal with this when I get back. And that's exactly what I did. So, so they fired me and I went home and I packed my bags and I went, jumped on a cruise ship.
Wait, so they laid you off the day you were leaving on vacation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah. So I took the next 2 weeks off, obviously, of, you know, paid time off. And, that was my last 2 weeks there. And so, you know, so I left and just totally unplugged and then came back. And I remember the day I came back was actually Sunday, and I wasn't checking email or anything. And I woke up Monday morning and I sat down at my computer and I opened my email, and I had a bunch of emails from clients from the previous agency. They were saying, hey, where'd you go? We want to work with you. We heard you left. And I was like, look, I have a non-compete with that agency. I can't work with you. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to contact them. So then I got 3 or 4 clients contacting me like that from my previous agency. So I just called my previous agency. I was like, look, here's the deal. You guys let me go. I know you don't have the manpower to handle the SEO demand. I don't have an income right now, obviously. So what do you think about signing some of these over to me? And they were immediately gracious. They were like, yeah, Wow. Yeah, we'll do that. And so they wrote an addendum into my non-compete and let me have all the clients that that asked to work with me. And so I was absolutely blessed. It's like the second miracle, you know, in the process. Or actually, it's like the fourth or fifth miracle. I got to say, it's just like, constantly providence. Some reason I think God's wanted me to do this. So I contact those clients. I'm like, here's the deal. You're going to pay what you were paying before, except I'm only doing SEO. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to do all this other stuff that they were doing. They were doing web design development. And I'd seen how that worked and agencies spread themselves really thin. I was like, look, I'm just going to be hyper-focused on SEO. I'll give you guys the best results with SEO and that's all I'm doing. Okay. And they were really happy with it and really cool about it. And it went from that into some little networking events, which I was really comfortable with and enjoyed doing, and just did a few workshops, which were actually, if there was one thing I could get up and do every day now, it would actually be a workshop. I love sitting with someone in front of a computer on their website and going through stuff with them.
Teaching them how to do it.
Yeah, teaching them how to do it. That's like, seriously, I would love to do that for a living. So that's, in the long run, that's going to be something that, as Simple Tiger gets, you know, requires less and less of my input. That's one of those things I'm going to go out there and look for, is opportunities to kind of sit there and do one-on-ones with people. So.
Gotcha. So would you say it was at that point that you knew that Simple Tiger was going to work?
Yeah. Well, it was at that point that I knew ultimately I had no other choice in that moment. I could have gone out and tried for a third agency job, but it was just so clear to me that, like, what I wanted wasn't going to happen at other people's companies. And so I decided, look, I'm just going to do consulting, just going to do some SEO consulting on my own for a while. And that's what I did. You know, it was just me for a few years, actually. Built my clientele, got to the point where I was making 3 to 4 times what I'd ever made working for another agency in the past, which was a real big kind of token. really helped kind of validate the idea and the decision. And then just went from there into slowly working with other contractors who were, you know, content writers, some WordPress developers and people like that. So slowly started fleshing out a team and actually having people help me.
Gotcha. So was there ever a point where you'd been in it for a little while and maybe you had some contractors working with you and you had, you know, a good set of clients and you're getting paid well, where you thought about going back to work for someone else? Or were you always just, no, this is what I'm going to do, and figuring out what kind of the next incarnation was of the business?
Yeah. So every single day that passed, it got more and more obvious to me that I needed to do my own thing, that I needed to create an agency and build the company myself. And it got so clear to me that by this point now, I think it's been 6 or 7 years since I've even looked at my own resume. I mean, I really did not look back after I made that decision to start it. And what really helped, actually, one of the main saving graces was I got my brother involved, Sean, several years ago. I had a few clients, and he was very young, looking for his first kind of job out of high school. And neither of us went to college, by the way. Like, I did a semester and a half of college and just dropped out. And he was kind of sitting at home with the parents and stuff. And I was like, you know what, man, you're very sharp. You grew up on the web. Why don't you help me with some of these things? I'll teach you how to do it. And he was really cool about it. And so I taught him a few things and it just came naturally to him. He got it. And it was so easy. He and I kind of grew up sharing a lot of stuff. So sharing things and working together was always easy for the two of us, doing chores and stuff together. So, immediately he became an obvious part of my team, and I would start asking for his help strategically on stuff because he's got a really good mind for strategy. And once he really figured out SEO, I was like, all right, so here's the deal. I want you to work for me someday, but I don't have that kind of money right now. So I want you to go first work for another agency and actually learn how to run and manage client campaigns and stuff like that. And then once you get really comfortable with that, you'll be in a much better position to decide if you want to work with me full time or not, you know? And so that's exactly what he did. We had a client down here in Sarasota, Florida, that was a really cool company. I loved working with them. They were really good people. And I asked them if they'd give him a shot. And he came in and just blew them away with what he knew. They didn't have SEO talent at all. And Sean came in and kind of created a whole department, helped them sell, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in services over the next several years. And so he fleshed out a really cool process there. Really got his feet wet. And then after a while was like, all right, I'm ready to go. let me back in. I was like, dude, you're ready. So we joined forces about 5 years ago, full time, and 4 years ago, full time. And that was probably the biggest change that Simple Tiger had gone through, was that moment when Sean came on. It went from being just me to being two of us. And since then, it has just exploded. I mean, ever since leaving that it's a paradigm shift to go from a company of one person to a company of multiple people. I don't think it's much different to go from two to like four people, but to go from one to two people is gigantic, because everything has to come out of your head. You officially have to start working with people. So
right.
That was a big change for us.
Which a lot of us as entrepreneurs are not necessarily great at collaborating with others, which is why we work for ourselves.
Totally agree. And actually, I'd say that that's one of those things that everyone should, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're working on a team or not, if you're not working on a team, I'd actually recommend you go out there and maybe not in a work capacity, but in some kind of work-related capacity, whether it be community service or something, go out and try to work with a team on something and just try to fit into that team. Find your place and find your position in that team. It's so critical that we learn to work with others. Because of that, I mean, I thought I was just going to be a lone ranger for the rest of my life, and I did get really lonely at several points doing that. But after Sean came on and we started hiring some real contractors and they turned into employees, and then our employees blew us away with how good they were, and now we've got like several employees, it's become so apparent now that I absolutely can't do this on my own. Like, I want to have a team of incredible people. Like, everyone that works for us, by the way, is so much better than me at everything that they do. Like,
you're doing it right.
Yeah, I know. I'm blessed. My job, my sole purpose at Simple Tiger now is just to keep them happy. And if I do that, they'll take care of our clients. So
that's awesome. That's really awesome. So tell me a little bit more about that. When Sean came on, you said about 5 years ago now, how did you, because you've been running it yourself, and, you know, 100% owner, all that sort of thing. How did you kind of negotiate that, you know, that setup then? Because that's, you know, it changes when there are two of you, because you can share the load and all of that. But also, you know, there are two of you to make the decisions and ownership stakes and, you know, and all of that sort of stuff. So, and I know a lot of people think about, okay, when I bring on my first employee, should I bring on an employee? Should I bring on a co-founder? How did you think about that?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff to consider. And looking at it from lack of experience is daunting and terrifying. Having gone through it though, it was a lot easier, and we learned the hard way because we just went straight through it. So basically Sean had,
and family built, which adds another element to it.
Yeah, that does add a huge element to it. I mean, we have a very unique relationship. A lot of brothers don't get along the way that he and I do, and people have told us that we get along very well. But I will say that Sean did go out and build some relationships of his own and create some client relationships. And he was just really good at the outreach process and making friends with people through social networks online and connecting with people in Silicon Valley and talking about cool software and startups that he was interested in and connecting with the founders and stuff, and just kind of hustled his way in to serving them, you know, through producing content for them. I mean, he's written content for some really, really big companies out there I can't name, some really cool stuff. And, you know, he kind of had his own thing going on the side. And so we both kind of agreed and negotiated. We were like, look, this is like if we bring our forces together under the Simple Tiger umbrella, we'll be extremely, extremely powerful, and we could share it together, you know. And so that was how we kind of did it. Is early on, he still maintained his clients, I still maintained mine, but they were all part of Simple Tiger. And then when we decided to start hiring other people, we realized that's when the money and the ownership would get real muddy. So we decided to just blend it all together, agree to percent ownership for the time being, and pay. And luckily, like you said, since we're family, we were able to come to an agreement fairly easily there and, just work that out. So we, you know, have a partnership agreement in place. We have, we know each other's salary and that kind of stuff. And we can kind of control those items together and discuss them and everything. And just sharing that really helped us both a lot.
Got it. I love that approach. I've had some people before ask me what they should do, and thought about it myself, and if I wanted to build an agency, how I would build it. And I love that Sean went out and got his own and really had something to bring to the table, as opposed to, hey, Jeremy, now I want to work for you, make me money, right? It's really, that really is truly a partnership there, as opposed to a, you know, founder employee relationship, which I think is very key in kind of teasing those two apart, whether you should have a, you know, an employee or a co-founder or a partner, I guess.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Cause I mean, he did, you know, he did, create such a, there was such a, just a critical point in Simple Tiger's history when Sean came on that I have no problem calling him co-founder because, you know, I mean, I started the SEO consulting thing on my own and I started Simple Tiger on my own, but eventually he helped find it for what it is now. When people look at it and they're like, wow, that's a cool company. Yeah. Sean was involved from the beginning of it being a cool company. Prior to that, it was just me consulting clients. So I have no problem with that.
Got it. That's awesome. So I have two more questions for you that I'd love to cover. First one is, were there any moments during that first, you know, year or so of business where you were not sure that it was going to work out? Did you have any near-death experiences? And if so, how'd you come through them?
Good question. I think dealing with the taxation thing, being totally new to owning my own business and making three or four times more than I'd ever made in my life, you know, talking to my mother a lot about it because she was an accountant, that stressed me out a lot. I mean, she told me, she was like, look, you need to be setting aside X percentage of everything that you make because it was all 1099 stuff. And right. So you need to be setting
Which
this money
tough,
aside.
Because it's a big percentage.
Yeah. And it required some discipline for which I did not have. Like I was not a financially disciplined guy. And suddenly I was given all this firepower. So that was terrifying, but I worked it out. I managed to really, save on a couple of huge projects that worked out really well. I saved on those and kind of made up for some of the smaller ones where I wasn't as disciplined and ended up taking care of it. And then when we got to the point where we could employ ourselves and do W-2 stuff, that really helped because I just kind of automated it so I didn't have to think about it. But we have had a couple of near-death experiences. Well, I don't know about a couple, really. Yeah, we had one situation where we had a client that I was watching like a hawk. They had swelled to about 50-55% of our net revenue. And I had seen that happen at previous agencies I'd worked at and was like petrified of letting that happen to me. And at the same time that we decided to hire on a couple of two people as full-time employees with us, that client pulled the plug. And so that was one of those moments where it was like, mathematically, this does not make sense. It will not work. But we just put our heads down and hustled really hard on sales. And we got all the way to the point where we paid a couple of rounds of payroll on credit card. And then the following month, things turned around and we managed to make it through. And now we're sitting really comfortable, really healthy again. And the way we're doing it now is we're diversifying ourselves so heavily among so many different clients that now no one client makes up more than about 6 or 7% of our income. So we're very, very diversified now. That kind of thing, knock on wood, won't happen again.
That's fantastic. And I hope you paid that payroll on credit cards that got you airline miles
as
well.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I've been doing it for. That's right.
That's awesome. And so the final question is, looking back, you know, over the last, I mean, you really started doing your own thing. You know, you've been doing it for quite a while now, quite a number of years. What's the biggest thing that you would have done differently, that if someone is going to get started, I mean, other than the, you know, the taxes thing, which it sounds like you were nervous about, but worked out really well because of, you know, your mother's an accountant and you were, you know, kind of, you know, hustled and got lucky, you know, at the same time. I think there's always an element of both in business. And letting one client swell to a large percentage, which I think we've all kind of been there. What else would you tell? What's something that you would have done differently that you would give that advice to anyone saying, I'm quitting my job in 2 months, going to do my own thing. What's a pitfall I should avoid?
Yeah. All right. So I've actually got about two or three answers to that. I'll try to keep them short here.
Go for it.
I would say one thing that I probably wouldn't do differently in the history of Simple Tiger, because I love what Simple Tiger became and I love the diverse nature of clientele that we work with. But something I've always been interested in, and you can ask Sean about this, he and I throw around this idea all the time, is creating a niche agency and going after a niche clientele, just one type of clientele, and trying to own that market, whether that's a local category or whatever. But, you know, grab healthcare, for example, or something like that, and just try to own that niche. You can be exceptionally profitable if you do that. And if you're thinking about starting a marketing services company today or consulting of some type, if you specialize like that in a category that has some really good revenue, you can really make good money and sales can become an easy thing for you because you're one of the only guys in the space that do that, or girls, I should say. So, I would recommend considering the niche thing. Really, I think the one thing I would do differently was probably get better people involved earlier. I always thought that I had to be like the best of the best, and that everyone that I hired just had to be people that could, you know, not to insult anyone, but just kind of do the tasks that I assigned to them and that kind of thing, as opposed to really thinking outside the box and hiring people who were just far better than me and putting a lot on the line for them and trusting in them. You know, I would definitely do that earlier. If you're, you know, no man is an island. So if you're thinking about starting your own thing, reach out and form relationships, work with other people who are better than you, and you'll be blown away at what can come to the table for you, especially if you serve them really well. So those are the two of them, but I would say that the biggest one for anyone starting their own thing is sales. I've been through it. This is just basic business 101. You will live and die by your sales. So get out there and sell. If you have to hustle on your own to get in new clients, or if you can hire a salesperson that knows the industry and knows the stuff, hire someone to do sales. But whatever it is, that has to be a constant, because that's going to be your faucet for revenue. And that's what I would do differently, is focus on sales way earlier.
I love that. And having seen a lot of y'all's work, and sent y'all a lot of work over the last 9, 10, 11 months, I can say from firsthand experience that you guys close like crazy. You sell business like crazy, and that's why I think that's a large part of why, other than being great at what you do, great people, you know, to work with, to deal with, you're open and honest, but also you're fantastic salespeople. And yeah, that's fantastic advice right there.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for that. And you do have to balance that with what you're delivering. I think that what you're delivering, you definitely need, it's a given that has to be solid. And the better that internal machine is, the easier your sales process will be. But that doesn't mean you can't go out and do sales. You need to be out doing sales. At the end of the day, that's what you got to do.
Definitely. That's awesome. Well, I think that's a great place for us to wrap up. So, Jeremy, thank you so much for hopping on with me. I've learned a ton. I'm sure everyone listening has learned a ton. And I look forward to seeing how Simple Tiger continues to grow and continues to do awesome things in the industry. I'm rooting for you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. And I just love what you're doing here too. This is incredible stuff. You've really helped us a ton. We look forward to a long relationship with you, John, and Credo in general. And I would just say, anyone out there listening, you know, best wishes. I hope you guys do well. And yeah, feel free, if anybody has any questions, you can always ask.
So where can people contact you online? What are the easiest places to get you?
Sure. So the easiest place, actually, if you want to like a guaranteed response, jeremiah@simpletiger.com. That's my email address. That's the easiest place to get in touch with me. Otherwise, yeah, just check out our website, simpletiger.com. There's all kinds of really cool calls to action and ways to get in touch with us there. And it all comes straight to myself, and my brother Sean is copied on everything as well. But most likely I'll be the one to respond.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and we'll talk to y'all next time.
Awesome. Thank you, John. Take care.
Take care.